New Year's resolutions, a bit like babies. They're fun to make, but extremely difficult to maintain.
Tell me about it.
The year 2017, just around the corner. Have you set any resolutions for what you'd like to achieve in the new year?
Hmm.
And how many will you really stick to in achieving? Did you stick to all of the ones that you had last year? And how are you going to make sure that you can stick to the ones that are going to come up in the future? Before we go into the guilt trip of talking about our personal experiences, New Honglin, what can you tell us about resolutions?
Well, New Year's resolutions is the kind of thing that you think you have to have at the very beginning of the year. You set some goals and aims that you wanted to achieve. And I'm not going to say you have to follow through, but apparently it's something a plan. It's how a plan works. But sadly, not all of us are strong-willed people.
I have done a particularly special survey about New Year's resolutions, because I think probably every single year of my life, I've always met up with some very good friends on New Year's Eve and sat down and said, right, come on, you know, you are all my witness. We're going to write down little lists of what we're going to do, and we're going to stick to them. And so over the years, I think I've seen what works and what doesn't work.
Oh, really?
And have a sort of theories about, you know, what's going to make you stick to those resolutions.
But maybe we have to bribe you to tell us your theory?
My theory? No. But I think we can talk about resolutions more generally before I...
Yeah. Well, I don't really set New Year resolutions. I know myself too well.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, why don't you... Do you feel as though you can do it at any other time of the year? Or you just don't feel as if it's...
No, I'm just not a plan follower. I know myself.
This is interesting.
Yeah, even if I write down the stuff I want myself to do, it's not like I'm going to look at it and do it. I just follow my heart, you know?
It's actually a very interesting way of living your life, and I think it's nice. And also, I think the word New Year's resolution used to be some kind of plan, specific plan, like reading how many books. But for some other people, it can be a life goal they wanted to achieve, like find a boyfriend. Things like that. And apparently, a lot of our listeners are saying they wanted to do something meaningful, and have all these first part of their comments are saying things very positive about how they wanted to read more books, listen to more TED Talks, and catch more roundtable, if not everyone.
Yes, that's a very important one. That has to be at the top of everybody's list.
And then they say, or I would just get a boyfriend.
Why I don't set them? Because instead of thinking about doing this and that, I'll just be doing them rather than writing it down.
Yeah, but I think you're special. I think that you are so special.
I really am.
Because I think most people, well, for a start, I guess, if you want to start thinking about resolutions, then you have to accept that maybe not everything is perfect in your life.
Sure.
So you have to think, I'm going to make a list of things that I often find that maybe you have great ideas during the year, but you never get around to actually doing them. So there has to be this point where you write them down and say, okay, this time it's going to happen. This is what I have to do, and these are the steps that I have to take to make it happen.
I think for me, if I want to do something, I'll just do it. Like, I don't have to write it down. But if I don't want to do something, even if I have it plastered all over my wall, I won't do it. So for me, it's pretty useless.
But do you have ambitions? Do you have things that you would like to do in your life? Do you have places that you want to go, things that you want to do?
I'm not really a very ambitious person, but there's one thing I know I have to do in 2017. I started this Pilates lessons literally over a year ago. Like, I signed up for it, I paid for it, and I went for two lessons, and I was like, what is this? I can't take it. So I kind of quit, so I didn't go for 10 months. And then it was...
And Pilates is a bit like yoga, yeah?
Oh, no. See, that's what I thought.
Yes.
And that's why I paid for it.
Oh.
And when I actually went to the lesson, oh my goodness, the things they make you do, I actually have to lift, like, iron and push it up and do all kinds of stretching and weightlifting.
Did you go to the right class?
Yeah, it's
I mean, you didn't go into the wrong door, and maybe this was kind of like steel making for
beginners. I know who I
paid
the money to.
Okay.
And it's been the same person. But anyhow, it's like serious stuff, Bob. And so I didn't go for 10 months, but because it was going to expire soon, so I picked it up starting November.
Mm.
Yeah, so I have to finish that.
Yes.
In the coming months. So I guess that's one of my goals.
Yeah, I understand that. And I feel like it has its similarities with some of the goals our listeners mentioned. Because when it comes to New Year's resolution, sometimes people make a goal that they need time to achieve. It's like reading 30 books within this year. That's, you have a time period, which is within a year, and you have something you have to do without doing it all of a sudden. You don't want to cram 30 books into yourself with a short period of time. So that kind of resolution I do understand, and I think it's good to make a kind of like year-long plan, like your Pilates lesson, someone saying they wanted to run 1,000 kilometers.
1,000?
1,000. Wow. No, it's accumulated.
I was going to say, you're not going to do it in one go.
No. Don't do that. Please don't.
No.
And things like that is fun. And if you think about things you wanted to do for the next year and you set goals like that, it will actually help you better plan your life, maybe have a better year.
Yeah, but baby, I think I'm with you on your attitude to how you do these things, because I think it is something that you should be doing every day of your life, really. That they should
to do what you want to do.
Well, just work out and think, okay, well, maybe this isn't working right at this second, so I want to change, or I want to do something differently.
Right.
And I think it is one of the problems I think people face with resolutions at New Year's is that they expect too much of themselves. And so when it comes down to it, it's almost impossible. I think there's some statistic somewhere that says that most New Year's resolutions have the changes last for about 3 weeks.
Oh.
Or something, and then that's it, and then people forget about it, and then they become miserable because they think that they failed. You know, they had their list, and then it seems to have the opposite effect.
The world
gets worse.
Their New Year resolution should be used to failures.
Oh, that's sad. That's a sad resolution.
No, we can't let you get away with that.
Make peace with yourself.
Yeah, make peace with yourself is a good one, yeah.
Yeah, but setting your goals way too high doesn't really help.
But
there
is this Chinese saying, 法乎其上,得其中,法乎其中,得其下, meaning if you set up a big goal, you can achieve a middle one. If you set up a middle goal, you may achieve a small one. And if you only set up a small goal, you will fail and you just don't care anymore. So maybe it depends on who is doing this and his or her own, let's say, mentality and willpower, I guess. And I wanted to thank all of our dear listeners for leaving us messages about what's their New Year resolution. Jasmine, 五月阳光, Joy Fun, 金铃铛, Alisa, 木瑶喵喵, 雨轩, 金鱼童鞋, Oh Billy Billy, and Miranda, and also Kayla Peng. They've been really serious about their New Year's resolution, especially for Peng. He actually got 11 goals, including finish 30 books or get driver's license or acquire enough knowledge based on related industry, things like that.
Very nice.
And also, 金鱼同学 said last year he or she write it down that he or she wanted to finish 25 books and 50 good movies within a year. And before Christmas this year, he has already finished 30 books and 56 movies. So yeah, well done. Do things like that. Make the goals interesting and really good for you.
Rewarding.
Yeah.
And achievable. I think the important thing is if you said you were going to read 60 books in a year or something, that's probably not achievable.
No.
For me, anyway.
Yes, it is. But you know, there's one tip I think will help. There are these kinds of apps on your cell phone. You can punch in, punch out. Like, let's say you decide you're going to get up early. Or actually, it starts with you're going to go to bed early and then get up early for the new year. And then you just punch in, you know, every night, clock in when you go to bed and clock in when you get up. Oh. It kind of helps. It gives you an incentive to get up, to punch the card, to show that, oh, I got up at 6 a.m. and you can show it to your friends.
It will keep you
going for a little while.
I think show it to your friends is also good because it feels like someone is supervising you, even if they don't really care. But you can also share the post on social media so people, you think everyone else is seeing if you pull through. Then it'll help a little bit.
But I think that's why I was, like I was talking about meeting up with some good friends. They have to be good friends, I think. And then you write down your mutual lists and then you're almost acting like police officers for each other's lives. And deciding, okay, well, we're going to watch you during the year. We're going to make sure that you do the kind of things that you have stated that you want to do.
But they're your friends. They won't kill you if you don't follow
You don't
up
know
on
my
your...
friend.
Well, it sounds like you have some interesting friends.
Yes, yes, mass murderers, all sorts of people.
Ooh, wow.
But,
keep them to yourself.
I will. But I think most people, I guess they go for very similar sort of ambitions or resolutions.
Oh, there's some popular ones.
Yeah, I mean, it's things like losing weight or people want to earn more money. Or it's finding a boyfriend or a girlfriend. That seems to be the biggest one.
Most popular one.
Wait, what's your goal?
Earn more money.
Yeah. You know what? There's one thing that kind of, whenever I think, oh, maybe I should make more money. But then there's this discouragement. Like, because Chinese money, it's not, it feels like it doesn't worth much, you know? Like,
what?
It's devaluing so fast. Even if I keep making them, things are getting pricier and pricier. So no, I'm like losing the incentive.
Yeah,
you
the
know
problem.
What I mean?
Yeah, I totally do. But the problem for me is like my procrastination, and that is like
procrastination.
Well, you say that, but I think they always say if you want something done, ask a busy person. And I think that whenever I've walked past your desk, you are busy doing something.
No, it's just...
So I don't think you are procrastinating.
I am. I always think that I should start a small, private, teeny tiny business like on Taobao or something, but I never do. And I feel like I should make some side money, but I never do. And I think that is also the reason I never do enough exercise so I can lose weight. So I get why people think it's difficult to achieve their goal. It's just,
you know what,
a
it
lot
is.
Of things is happening.
It's not like you
already.
Think it's difficult. It is difficult.
It is.
It is difficult.
Like this
yeah.
Pilates lessons that I go to. It is so difficult. Like I can't even think about it. I just have to. I just go there.
But the best things in life are not easy. You get most out of the things that are really difficult. I think I'm going to ask each of you now. What are your resolutions? Have we settled on resolutions?
Do you want to
earn more money and stop procrastinating?
No, my New Year resolution. No, I give up on it. I don't think I can do it.
Already? It's not even the New Year. You've given up already.
I have a new one and one that I think I will stick to. That is to stay on Roundtable. Make good friends with our listeners and have them tune in 1 p.m. every working day and have fun with us. And I feel like even though working is tiring, but it's also, it means a lot when you really love what you do and it will make you feel better regardless of how much money, how less money you actually make.
Is that a complaint?
It's not. I love my job. I don't care how much they pay anymore.
I think they just wrote that down.
Yeah, they did. Yes. Whatever, they can pay me with dumplings.
Can you scratch that?
Dumplings? Did somebody mention dumplings?
Do not mention dumplings
Bebe,
in front of
I
Bob.
Need a resolution from
resolution?
You.
Resolution? Keep being a good mom and finish my Pilates lessons so that I can, so I don't waste the money that I paid. And I don't know. That's pretty much it.
Okay. I suppose I have to give one for myself.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Well, improve my Chinese.
Oh, that's good.
I think that would be a good one to do, wouldn't it? But also to, stop running.
Stop running? What do you
running.
Mean?
I'm just always running. Always
like
doing...
Like literally? Running?
Mentally, physically. I'm always looking for the next thing, always looking to do more.
But
looking
that's a good
to,
thing.
It's good, but actually, sometimes you're running so fast you don't see the countryside going by. You can't appreciate what's going on. So I think, you know, there's got to be a balance, I guess, isn't there? So hopefully 2017.
There's not much passing by.
That's because you're running too fast and you just haven't noticed.